Welcome back to another episode of Spillin' the Tea. I'm Liz.
Hey, I'm Whitney. Howdy.
And we have a fresh episode for you. So,
heck yeah.
Very exciting. I feel like every time I start, I hit start recording, I get the coughs. Not the giggles, mm-hmm. but like I start coughing mm-hmm. throughout the whole episode. I'm like, get it together.
That's like when you sing. If you're recording, like when I used to record TikToks or like YouTube videos of me singing, you would just have to sneeze or cough. Like you'd be almost getting through a song and it's like, then you cough. Man. Or your throat goes dry. It's like so annoying.
Well, there's a lot of news going on now, but the latest was the TikTok ban.
Oh my gosh.
Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap.
I saw that meme today.
Yeah. Anybody, listen, any scenario that can go along with Snip Snap from The Office is a good meme in my book. But so yeah. I reached out to Whitney. I said, how you doing? Because I don't mess with TikTok, but Whitney does.
Yeah. Listen, I survived Vine being taken away, ripped out of my bare hands. I can survive this. I will say, as an artist manager, we've been working our tail end off trying to get numbers on TikTok because that is the way to do it these days. And we're finally gaining some traction. So there for a little bit, it was a little annoying, but then it came back and it's like so stupid. Yeah. And I go back and forth because like on one hand, I understand it is just an app. Like, we're all going to be okay. But then on the other hand, like, some people, that is how they survive. And then it's like, there's this girl on my Facebook. She's a freaking MLMer, okay? She makes her life doing that. But she's not on TikTok, okay? And, like, she always complains because she sends too many messages on Facebook. And so they, like, block her for a little bit. And she complains every time. But then she was, like, making fun of people that were making, like, upset about TikTok. And I'm like, girl, keep this energy with your little MLM, okay? Keep this energy, because if it was Facebook, you'd be boohooing too. So please keep the energy.
Well, for those of us who are not hip, what the heck does MLM stand for?
Multi-level marketing. So, you know.
Like pyramid schemes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Multi-level marketing. So people are like, hey, girl, how are you? Like from high school that like bullied you in high school. And they're like, hey, girl. Are you needing extra income? Because I have the perfect solution for you.
Yes. I've had that happen to me twice. And
it's like some shake and they're like, I heard you have rheumatoid arthritis. This shake, if you drink it every day, it will renew your joints and you won't have rheumatoid arthritis again. Literally, people message me this shit. But there I go cussing. I've been trying not to cuss, but ooh, well.
Well, that is not ever my New Year's resolution because I would fail like the first day. But so my friend Tori, talking about RA, my friend and I were talking about RA, and she said that she has a, she didn't say like junior level. That doesn't make sense. But not as serious as yours. But anyway, she said when she got pregnant, she went into remission, and now it's like it doesn't come back like ever. So. Maybe 25 is the year you're going to meet the love of your life. And then
from your mouth to God's ears.
But the real one this time, okay? Not coming on the pod and saying this is the one. I mean the real one.
Listen, I'm talking to somebody right now, but I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
Okay, good. Okay. Because maybe that's your jinx.
Like, yeah.
You know?
And like every single person I've said that about, it's never been that. Maybe, but the rest of them has been a very clear after, like, as soon after I say it, I'm like, yeah, that's not true.
You can feel the ether being like it just crumbling under you right when you say it.
I also want to say, I don't know why I look like I've been shot out of a cannon.
I can tell you why. Probably because you're packing, because you're about to move. And you're working your butt off doing this and that and everything else. So
yeah, I need a day to sleep in. Okay.
Yeah.
I had an interview today for like my dream job. for real, like when I was in college, I would drive by this building just to look at it because I wanted this job so bad. Well, I got the interview. And so the recruiter had messaged me and was like, hey, can you do it either today? This was on Friday. She's like, can you do it today or are you available Tuesday? And I was like, well, the only availability I have today, which was Friday, was 2 to 4. Or I'm free Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. And so she gets back to me and she's like, hey, I have a bunch of like students with me because they have interns and stuff during 2 to 4. So I can't do it today. So let's do, she comes back and says, let's do Monday. And I was like, kind of like, well, first you asked about Tuesday and then it was like, then it turned to Monday. But I was like, so nervous because this is a job that I want so bad. I was like, okay, Monday, yes. Yeah. And so I even put, I said, Monday, 9:30 a.m. And she said, yes, thanks for confirming. Okay. Well, then it was over the weekend and I was like, wait, Monday is a holiday. It's Martin Luther King Day. Yeah. So I get up early this morning to get ready and to just go over like some of the like interview questions that I'm thinking about and all this. She did not show up, which was fine. I kind of figured about, like, figured that would happen. Like, something in my heart was like, yeah, it was a mix up. But she finally got back to me and she apologized over herself. So we're meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
Which was the,
intended plan.
Thoughts and prayers.
What time?
9:30 a.m. Central.
All right. Okay.
I will be up.
I'll be thinking about you.
So Mondays are my day off, but I didn't. So I was going to sleep in today, but I had an interview that did not happen. So,
well, I will be praying for your interview because I want you to get your dream job. You're out here busting your tail.
Oh my gosh. I literally revamped my resume and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like I did the dang thing. It looks good. Here's the thing. I have the experience. I have the professionalism. I'm a little bit ADHD, but I got it. Okay. I've got it. I just got to believe it myself. So
you got it.
If I freaking get this job, I'm going to climb up on the Batman building and twerk. Okay.
Cool. Can't wait to see it. Speaking of resumes. Okay. I just got to tell you. So Jeff, okay, if our listeners don't know, is the chief audio engineer at TPAC, and I like putting his...
I thought you were going to say the chief audio engineer for spilling the tea.
No. Well, that too. I like saying his title because he worked hard for it, okay?
Yeah.
But one of his folks stepped down, which, thank God in heaven, okay? That's all I got to say. But they went off to greener pastures. And we waved him goodbye. So he's been looking for a replacement. And the resumes that he gets in, we truly do laugh at their expense. I'm very sorry to say that. But it does give us some degree of entertainment. For example, because we're a joint partnership, okay? But he got a resume in for an audio engineer job, and everything on it was in the food industry. And the summary, the professional summary says, I know how to flip burgers because I was on grill at McDonald's. And that is quite literally it. It is one sentence long.
You're shitting me.
I swear. I can send it to you.
Here's the thing. It's like I can understand like... You need to get experience, but
okay. But I don't even know what I would do. This is for like a performing arts center. This is like, you know,
right?
This isn't your entry level gig, okay? This is like you've been doing it for a while.
He shooted his shot.
He did shoot his shot, and it shot him down. Sorry about it, buddy. But start out small.
So, okay, yep. Buddy, if you're listening, what you need to do is you need to go. Find an opportunity at like a local radio station or something remotely related to this. Okay.
You're so nice, Whitney. I'm like, look at this freaking idiot. And you're like,
he has a dream.
Here's the stepping stones to how you get what you need. Then there was a girl that put in a quote-unquote resume when actually it's really just a bio, okay? Not a cover letter, just a bio. And she put four pictures at the top. The second picture looks like she probably doesn't even have pants on. And the fourth picture is all boobs. And I'm like, well, babe, I can appreciate the ambition, but probably not the job you meant to apply for.
Oh, my goodness. And then
the guy that gave one that put his dreams and aspirations on there, and his closing statement is realizing his potential. And it's a very sweet cotton candy world that this guy's living in, but oh lordy, I'm like, listen, I will never feel bad shooting my shot for a job ever again after seeing some of these
references. Here's the thing,
so if you've got a goal out there and you don't think your resume is good enough, but you at least have some things that have to do with the job, just go ahead and apply. I think you'll be good.
I have a lot to comment on. For one, I hate cover letters. Like,
I do too.
I hate them, but I worked my tail off on them. Like, and I won't use this, like, and I think this is like a normal thing. Nobody should. Like, I don't use the same cover letter for every, I like write a brand new one for each job I'm interviewing yeah. for. So it takes a long time. But there's some people that just don't do that.
No.
They will not do a cover letter, which is fine. It's kind of new. Like, if you're older, I feel like you're like...
Really?
We were taught to do cover letters, but I don't feel like older people were. But maybe they were. I don't know. Maybe it's just not...
I feel like they were. My dad always taught me to write one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But Gen Z, I mean, now, they just type their stuff into ChatGPT and they let it write itself.
See, and that's another thing. There shouldn't be, if with the resources that there is out there, there should be no reason your professional summary says, I know how to flip burgers.
Right.
It should say, I am a project manager in my role in a fast food restaurant. I was able to complete projects in a timely manner.
Skills, multitasking.
Putting together a burger is a project. You're a project manager. customer service becomes client service.
Wow. See, I don't know how to spin things like that. So
yeah,
You're a good zhuzher. You're a good zhuzher.
Yeah. In other news, I finally went and got my nails done today.
Wow.
Oh, I no longer feel like an old barn animal that needs to be taken out by the barn and be shot.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I will say, getting a pedicure is really, it is a experience. For one, you've got spa music going, okay? Mm-hmm. There's bamboo. There's mm-hmm. spa music. They got a Buddha statue, okay?
Yeah, you're feeling very zen.
Yeah. Least. And then you have a person that's doing dang near surgery on your toe in the middle of a shopping center, okay?
Every time you talk about pedicures, I think of that scene in Dumb and Dumber where they get out that, what is it?
Saw
that cut his toenails.
Yeah, well, basically with my ingrown toenails,
mm-hmm.
I know TMI, it's like... I'm in pain right now. I might take a Percocet. I have Percocets from surgery. I'm not a drug.
I can't believe you just got that done because you just had foot surgery. You let someone near your foot?
Girl, yeah. I said, hey, I had surgery 2 weeks ago. Be careful. And I just let her
eat. Oh, my gosh.
She was very careful. I don't know her name, but she was very good. But it just always amazes me that I'm like, y'all are doing some, like, I think I need anesthesia for this performance you're mm-hmm. doing. And we're in the middle of a shopping center, and you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm praying to God that I don't get a fungus or something.
The last pedicure I got was for my friend's wedding last year. And the chick massaged my foot so hard, she bruised it. Do you remember me sending you pictures?
That was photo shoot time. I was getting my nails done the same time for the photo shoot.
Yes. Remember? Yes.
You know what's crazy is that I stayed in White House for that, and I got my nails done in White House, and that's why I decided to move to White House, because I love that nail salon so much.
I know. You really did. You went house hunting to be near the nail salon, which I need your new address. You need to send it to me.
Okay.
So I can save it. So that I'm not six addresses ago again.
The goal is to stay here for a long time. But my luck, this will be my luck, is like I'm putting this out there. My goal is to stay in this apartment for a long time. But I'm going to meet the love of my life this year. And then I won't be staying there for 5 years.
Yeah, what are you doing with Rita? When you fall in love and get married, you're just going to be like, deuces.
She's an adult. She'd be happy. She'd be like, peace out, Girl Scout.
She'd be like, finally.
Finally, my little God. Bird
flew out the nest.
My weirdo daughter is finally gone.
No, your eyelashes look cute tonight, though.
Oh, my gosh, thank you.
I will say. Thank you. Okay, so tonight's episode is about, drumroll, Selena. Selena.
Sabrina. Selena Gomez.
Sabrina Carpenter. I botched that from the jump, but it's about Sabrina Carpenter. So
I like how we transitioned from my feet to Sabrina Carpenter.
Well, when you're talking about getting your nails done, your lashes look cute, I'm like, who else is always done up like a little cupcake? Oh, Sabrina Carpenter.
She's so fresh.
She is so fresh. And she's like 4'11". So she really is the teensiest little thing. So we're going to talk about her. Why? Why her? She's not country. I know, but she's amazing. Okay. Tell me another artist that can stand up there in lingerie and it still somehow be just for women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And here's another thing. She's from Pennsylvania. Yep. Who else is from Pennsylvania? Amish people. Amish people are very country. Okay.
Oh, I like how you brought that around town.
See,
bring it around town.
Bring it around.
Yes, she was born in Quakertown, Pennsylvania, May 11th, 1999. So I am 10 years older than her.
I'm five
years older than her. You're 5 years younger than me. I always forget that. her parents are David and Elizabeth Carpenter. And she was raised in East Greenville. And fun fact, she is the niece of actress Nancy Cartwright. Now, you may think, Nancy Cartwright, that's a familiar name. What was she in? She very famously voiced Bart Simpson.
I was thinking SpongeBob.
No. Well, no. Not SpongeBob. But yeah.
I was going to ask a question, but I'll let you get to it.
Okay. Bart Simpson. And funny enough, her aunt, Nancy Cartwright, was born in Dayton, Ohio, where my husband is from. And she attended the high school that my sister Laura attended, Fairmont High School in Kettering, Ohio. So, fun little fact there.
3 degrees of separation.
Isn't that wild?
It is wild.
Yeah.
It's very.
Okay. So, yes. Her parents, Elizabeth and David, they both have artistic backgrounds. Elizabeth was a dancer, and David played in a garage band. While she was growing up, which we'll get into kind of her trajectory of where she started to where she is now, her dad believed in her so much that he built her a recording studio in a closet in their childhood home. And that's, she also... learned a lot from observing her aunt's talent. So she learned it from the family, you know? She was very...
Some families are like that. My family's kind of like that. There's like everybody sings, does artsy stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's like in the blood, you know? So a lot of people think that Sabrina Carpenter started with an album called... where is it in my notes there? Oh, gosh. Well, we'll get there when I read through this. All that to say, no.
I love that album.
Wasn't it a good one? Okay, so she obviously started very young. She was third in a Hannah Montana singing competition, which got her to sign a record deal at the ripe, ripe age of 12 with Hollywood Records. She was then in a few episodes of Law and Order and voiceovers in Phineas and Ferb. And then she landed the role as Maya Hart in Girl Meets World.
Wait, she was in Phineas and Ferb?
She did some voiceovers, yeah.
Hmm, I love that show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never saw it. It was kind of past my time, I guess. But
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Never heard of him.
Who? He was the evil. He was the evil genius.
Oh, okay. Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz, something like that.
Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah.
I really, really, really loved Boy Meets World growing up.
Oh, I have all the DVDs.
I was obsessed. Okay, Sean Hunter is where he had me in a chokehold. Okay, that's where I grew a love for toxic men. It all started with Sean Hunter. So I really tried to watch Girl Meets World, and I really tried to like it, and I did not.
It was cheese ball. Good. Everything's cheese ball these days. They can't be real. It's all cheesy.
They really, really, they should have even kept the theme song from Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, changed the words. But they did not, because really, that show should have been for us that grew up with Boy Meets World. It was not. So that broke my heart a little bit. But she was funny in it. I mean, from the clips that I saw of her, she was kind of the bully. You know, she was kind of the, right. her character mirrored Sean Hunter's character, where he was the best friend. He was kind of the bully one. I mean, Sean wasn't a bully, but, you know, he like picked on Minkus and, you know, all those things. So that was her vibe. Although she did still work on her music through the 3 years on the show while she wasn't shooting, which that's a lot. I mean, think about shooting a show and you're a kid and you're trying to put out music. It's a lot. So her early music career was more of like a bubblegum pop with a folk like ting style. She released her first album ever called Silver Nights in 2014, followed by her first album, Eyes Wide Open, which came out April 14th of 2015. Her first single, Silver Nights album, Eyes Wide Open. So then she came out with Evolution on September 3rd, 2016, which led her to a tour across the USA 3 weeks later after it came out. It ended after the European leg of that tour in May of 2017, and she decided she loved it so much she went on tour with The Vamps as their opening act. I don't know if you remember The Vamps, but I loved The Vamps. Finally, in June 2017, she opened for Ariana Grande for the Dangerous Woman tour in Brazil, which shifted her into the mainstream. In 2018, she announced she would release her newest album, Singular, in two acts. The first came out November 21st, 2018, and that debuted at 103 on Billboard's Top 200. And then the Act 2 was released on June 19th in 2019, making 138 on that same list. Wow. During 2018, she got cast in The Hate U Give, which was based off a book, and Netflix's Tall Girl, which I really loved.
I didn't watch it.
Tall Girl. Oh, it's so good. As well as the film The Short History of the Long Road, which won many awards. Then she landed the role of Katie Heron in Mean Girls on Broadway. I had no idea until I did my research that she was on Broadway. And she was alongside Renee Rapp and debuted on March 10th, 2020. Renee Rapp also played Regina George on Broadway and in the musical movie that just came out. So if you don't know who that was Renee Rapp.
Can I say something?
Stop me, yeah.
Okay. So we earlier we discussed 3 degrees of separation. I just have to mention this, okay? So she was on Girl Meets World, and that relates her to Minkus. Yeah. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Who was on One Tree Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Who was on the show with James Lafferty, Love of My Life. and
Nathan Scott,
who was also on the show with, I don't know her full name, Haley, whatever, whatever. We know somebody that's I'm not going to say who's working with her, but we have connections.
Bethany Joy Lentz. It's that degree of separation.
Like, oh my goodness, that's crazy. And then Ariana Grande. So like because we have that connection to the One Tree Hill cast, who has a connection to her because of Boy Meets World.
And dare I say, dare I even say, Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're basically famous.
yeah, can someone pick us up? Because we would really be fun on tour. I think we would pop off on a tour. We don't need a tour because we popped off. We need to pop off on a tour. That's what needs to happen. We have a stage presence that we just can't get through a microphone, you know?
But here's the thing is talent buyers, they're going to be like, how many tickets can you sell? We're going to be like,
none.
5, maybe.
20. Let's just do what everybody does and go down on Broadway and say, listen, here's some free tickets to this thing. Go sit down. You know?
Can Jeff rent us out the auditorium? Okay.
No.
We give out free tickets.
No. Because War Memorial alone, the rental for that started at like $9,000. Just for War Memorial. That's where my wedding was.
Oh, that's what we made on our last episode. Cake. Oh.
Well, I haven't seen it. What you buying over there?
Yeah.
No.
No, we I don't even think we made 9 cents.
Well,
we'll get there one day.
We made 9 followers, so thank you for listening.
Shout out to Brandy. Shout out to Marissa,
Morgan, our fan favorite.
A little Cornbread Williams, if you will.
That's right.
All right, I just had to point out that we basically know all these people that we ever talk about.
Okay, well, listen to this. So, your girl stage managed the Spotlight Awards at TPAC. The Spotlight Awards is all of these local, well, I say local, but I think it's all over a certain mileage in Tennessee, for all these high schools to come and compete at TPAC, the Spotlight Awards. Then whoever wins those, okay, gets to move on to the Jimmy Awards in New York City. Renee Rapp won the Jimmy Awards in, I want to say, 2017, maybe.
Wow. So she was at that thing?
I never met her, but we're talking about connections, and I did Spotlight Awards, so the people that I know there went on to the Jimmy Awards.
So basically, we need to get agents.
Basically, yeah. Managers. Yeah. PR. All the things. I am a PR's worst nightmare.
I couldn't imagine going from being a manager to being managed. That'd be weird.
You need to just manage us. And I'll stage manage us, and it'll be fine. We can do it ourselves. You know how people like plan their own weddings? We could plan our own tour. No big deal. We could do it. But truly, though, a PR agency hates to see me coming. They would not enjoy working with me. Although I can't be any worse than, like, bless him, Tom Holland spilling every Marvel secret ever. Or Charlie Sheen, golly. Or the Kardashians.
Can you imagine being Tom Sandoval's PR person?
Oh, God, he's the best example. No, I can't. Are you watching The Traitors?
Yes. Boston Rob. Okay, listen. Well, I don't know. I don't want to spill it if somebody's watching it.
Well, then they can skip over this part.
Okay. Boston Rob, I love him, love my life, but he is diabolical. And what he did the last episode I watched was dirty.
But he is a good game player. That is how you win the damn game. And he doesn't owe him nothing. They are not friends outside of the show. And by the way, let me state for the record, if you and I ever went on a show together and you had to, quote unquote, betray me, freaking do it. Grab that bag. Yeah. Okay.
Full permission. He's playing the game right. Who he did dirty, I liked them too, but I was like, he's so
I liked them too, but
I can't wait. I cannot wait till you watch that season of Survivor with me, because it's the mind tricks he plays is crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
And the person that he got out, their last words to the group. Oh, he dropped the mic. It was like, it was so good.
It was good. But I worked with him at TPAC. They came they came and did a show, and I had to make copies for him. I was like, this is fun. This is cool. So our hands have touched. So again, we're famous. We know.
So I have connections to Boston Rob. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. In a way.
I commented on his Instagram, one of his pictures. I put the goat. He didn't reply, but I'll just continue to keep commenting until I get one back.
Well, here's the thing. I appreciate his gameplay. When he did it, I was like, that is called survival. Survivor. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen. What's her name? Carol? I don't know. Cheyenne? I don't know. The blonde one with tattoos who's a little...
She is going to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, she is. She is like the worst. And the way she keeps licking her big injected lips and everything, I'm like, please stop.
Chrishell, she's kind of...
Chrishell bugs the crap out of me on Selling Sunset, so she's bothering me. I love Gabby, though. I love Gabby. And I'm very disappointed in Wes. His gameplay right now, I'm like, no, you're supposed to be smarter than that, dude.
So do you watch... We have got off track so far, but... okay. What is that show? Deal or No Deal Island. Do you watch that?
No, but I do love Deal or No Deal, so if you say I should watch it, I'll start watching it.
Okay, it's on season 2 right now. Boston Rob was on season 1 last year. I mean, the man, he just does game shows. Like, that's his whole life. This season 2, there is a girl that is quite literally the most annoying person on earth. And that's harsh to say. I can't watch it. I cannot watch it because she drives me that insane.
What's her name? Who is she?
I don't know her. She's just, on this show, they just have random people. It's not like celebrities.
Oh, okay.
They did have Boston Rob on there, but...
I'll have to watch it.
Oh, it's cringe. It's so cringe. I can't even watch it. It's like secondhand embarrassment.
That's really bad. That's pretty bad.
Oh, another thing. I started Southern Charm again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. So through this, the most annoying character on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, what was her name?
Whitney.
The most annoying character on Southern Charm, his name is...
Whitney.
So I'm having a moment of like...
No, you know what's so funny? Is every character named Rose in any show is either a bitch or like crazy, okay? So my mom always comments on that because her name is Rose. And she's like, can they never have a normal character named Rose ever? So she can sympathize with you for sure.
No, Whitney on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh my gosh,
dude, she's the worst. And I don't give a crap what she has to say about that stupid TikTok she made while her son was in the hospital. But I've never seen something more cringe in my entire life. She's like doing a dance while the kid's sick with RSV,
right?
And I'm like, that's a next-level DeLulu. I cannot relate.
I actually followed her up until that point, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, undo that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Good. I'm proud of you for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's psycho. So speaking of Mean Girls, we're kind of Mean Girls. But no, actually, the moms at TikTok, they're Mean Girls. Oh, you've got your burn book cup. How appropriate. So yeah, they were in Katie. She was Katie Heron in Mean Girls alongside Renee Rapp, which I freaking love Renee Rapp. I love her. So I hope she could just gets bigger and bigger.
I haven't gotten into her music.
No, I
liked her in the movie.
Yeah, I love her as an actress. You know? So later, Sabrina Carpenter, Hollywood Records, and her broke up. So she then signed with Island Records in 2021. So why sign with a new label, right? Well, many fans thought she may be trying to disassociate with her childhood and Disney reputation, which could be the case. And at least
it's
she didn't
the formula.
Go crazy. You know, it is the formula. And honestly, as long as she doesn't go crazy and grind up on Robin Thicke on the VMAs and go a little cuckoo.
His last name.
Yeah, Thicke.
His dad was on my favorite show. Alan Thicke was on Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. That was a good show, man. Mm-hmm. That was a good show. Then, you know, she did it a good way. She's like Hillary Duff, you know, she did great. Yeah, so she dropped her label Skin. She dropped her label Skin. I can't read.
She
my
dropped
notes.
Her label in.
Yeah, that is what it was supposed to be. She dropped her label in that year, which debuted. No, she dropped her record Skin that year, which debuted on the Hot 100 chart, followed
by
her single
album.
Skinny Dipping. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I've never heard of Skin.
The only album I've heard from her is Short and Sweet, which is a great album name. But
it is a great. And because she's short and sweet, but I'm sure that's exactly why she named it that. So I don't know why I commented that.
But you get it? She's short and she's sweet.
Do you get it? You get it? Yeah. Isn't that clever? She starred in Tall Girl 2 and Emergency on Prime, a show called Emergency.
I'm guessing Amazon she's Prime. Not the tall girl.
No. Okay. She's the sister to the tall girl. Spoiler alert.
Dang.
She then released her first album with Island Records called Emails I Can't Send on July 15th, 2002. Bringing it back to what I was trying to say in the very beginning of the episode, a lot of people think that was her debut album.
Emails I Can't Send?
Correct. But as you can tell, it was not. The diary feel and raw personal nature of this album shifted her image quite a bit. Feather was on the album. Freaking love that song. And it peaked at number 21 on Billboard's Hot 100 list. So we're just getting higher and higher on that list, baby. And it solidified her position as a big artist. She then landed the dream. She was announced as the opener on the Eras Tour.
I'm wearing my Eras sweatshirt right now.
Are ya? And she completely blew up from there, obviously. Who wouldn't? Being co-signed by Taylor Swift will rocket anyone to stardom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, good
I
for
need
her.
To see their height. Have you seen a picture of her beside Taylor Swift?
I think there's like a TikTok video like from the concert where Taylor's out there with her and they're making
Okay, I gotta look up Taylor Swift's height.
She then headlined at Coachella, and that's where she debuted Espresso, which made it to number 3 on the Hot 100 chart.
Clever song. Clever song.
So clever. And then on June 6, 2024, she finally made it to number 1 with Jeff's favorite, Please, Please, Please.
Motherfucker.
That's my
favorite. She's an alto represent.
She is. That's why I love singing along with her.
Taylor Swift is 5'10", and Sabrina is 5, just straight up 5 feet.
Oh, really? I thought she was 4'11", so debunked.
Well.
You fact-checked me.
Wait, no. The Express Senior told the outlet that she was no taller than 4'11" during her time on Girl Meets World. So I guess she
grew 2 inches. 1 inch. Yeah. If you're something 12, that's 12 inches. So that makes you the next foot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Girl, just say you're 5 feet.
Well, listen, we've been having a whole debate in my mom's group. I swear that I'm 5'6". And all of them are telling me that I'm shorter than 5'6", like 5'4", 5'5".
Yeah, because, okay, I used to be 5'6", and then through all these surgeries, I'm now 5'5", and you're still shorter than me.
What? Stop. You're not. No, what? I identify as 5'6", okay? That's what I'm sticking with. How am I 5'4"? There's no way. I'm going to make a doctor's appointment just to walk in there and say, listen, I need you to measure me, okay?
Well, you might have been 5'6" at one point, but we are aging women. And
we just shrink like that? We just wake up inches shorter? Do
and
other
our noses
parts
get
of the,
bigger?
Do the other Your parts of the body just randomly get shorter?
I don't know.
Do they?
But I know our noses get bigger as we grow up.
Okay, well, I'd rather my nose stay the same size and me stay the same height. I feel like a guy who's 5'7" that's like, no, I swear, babe. I swear I'm 6'2". I swear, dog.
It kills me on dating apps. It kills me. There will be a guy that is literally, what is the politically correct way of saying this? They're a little person. Like,
yeah.
They're a TLC little person, and they'll be like, I'm 5'9". I'm like, there's no freaking way that you are 5'9". Just, like, it's more embarrassing that you're lying about it instead of just saying, I'm 5'2".
I don't think little people are 5'2".
How tall do you think they are?
Under 4 feet. Not under.
Well, just short guys in general, like it's putting more of a flashlight, like a spotlight on the fact that you're short if you lie about it.
100%. 100%. If a guy who's 5'4 tells you he's 6 foot, we can tell in pictures, guys, by the way, okay? We can tell, okay?
There's going to be some guy. Well, girls wear makeup all over their faces, and that's a lie, too. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, well. Literally F off. Like, I don't care. But we still have a face. It's not inches. Yeah. We didn't lie about something that... You know what I mean? You hear what I'm saying?
Like, our face is still there.
Yeah, it's still 2 eyes, a nose, and a mouth, dog. Like, okay?
If you think my eyelids are glittery...
Yeah, that's on you. If you think my lips are maroon, okay, and my eyelashes are a mile long, that's on you, my friend. That's on you.
I mean, about the outfits they wore back in, like, the... Like, not medieval times, but, like, Marie Antoinette. They would make themselves look like they got a donk. Like, they would put that, like, thing on the back of their butt.
Mm-hmm, the pillow, yeah, essentially.
Yeah, so...
Jeff needs one
of those.
That
was a lie.
Jeff needs a butt pillow. I keep telling him I'm going to buy him those, like, you know, those shorts that have padding.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah. Please do. He wants to get some of his stomach put in his butt so he can have a butt. Mainly because
I did that, but with my boobs.
Mainly, well, that's where he got the idea. When you were talking about your surgery, I saw the little light bulb come on in his head, and he was like, don't mess with me right now, because if that is possible,
be so for all right
your
now.
Your boy may be getting a BBL, okay? Listen, his pants don't stay up. The dude is a freaking frog trying to wear pants. Like, they just slide down, bless his heart. There's no ass to even smack. It's like, just, ouch, you know? Right on the bone. Oh, bless him. Okay, getting back to this.
I remember when I didn't have meat on my butt. Like, I remember when I didn't have meat on my butt. And I would have to use a pillow in the car because it hurt so much.
I remember you having to use a pillow in the car because it hurt so much. How is the cushy life? How is falling straight on a pillow right there? It's good, huh?
It's very nice. It's very nice to have cushion. Yeah. Have butt. It's nice to have butt meat again.
I have such a big butt that I am actually 5'6 when I sit down. You know? It raises me up so much.
Bubble butt. Bubble, bubble, bubble butt.
That was a good song. Bring it back. Okay. After signing at age 12 for the first time, after 5 studio albums, she finally got that number one hit. And she just came out with Short and Sweet in August, which, like we just said, is an amazing album. Sabrina is the perfect image of how success is not overnight for many people, and hard work as well as perseverance really does pay off, and she's not slowing down anytime soon. No siree. So here's some things that I love about Sabrina. Oh my God. Sabrina.
Sabrina.
I feel like that grandmother that keeps calling you every name except your own, but she knows it. It's right there. But anyway, things I love about Sabrina. Not
Serena. Serena Vanderwood.
XOXO. Gossip Girl.
I just realized you said Serena. We've been Selena, Serena, Sabrina. My gosh.
You're right. I just changed it again. Not the Vanderwoodsons. Okay. I love her wordplay. All her lyrics are super clever. And Taste is such a good song. Okay. That sexual is innuendos. A good song. I love how she dresses in lingerie, like I said at the beginning of this, but it's still very much for women. It doesn't feel like, I don't feel a type of way watching it. Do you see, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just
done
for
very
fun.
Tastefully. It's done very tasteful.
Yeah, it's just fun and kitschy and, like, it's her thing.
I think it's the difference between burlesque and strip club. Like, you know, burlesque, it's, like, it's the thought of you're not taking it fully off, but it's, like, oh, what is she doing? It's, like, makes you want to look for it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's a good analogy.
So, I was kind of happy that TikTok was being shut down because there is this, I think they're having auditions for a Dolly Parton musical, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I want to understand this phenomenon, okay? Because all the auditions I've seen, what they're hearing for Dolly is not what I'm hearing, okay? It sounds like, the way they're acting like Dolly is like she sounds like Mickey Mouse with a lisp.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
It's like, well, hi, y'all. This is Dolly Parton, and I'm just so glad to be here. And it's like, okay, is she on Gone with the Wind? Is she Mickey Mouse on Gone with the Wind?
Oh, no.
Anyway, I say all this to say Sabrina Carpenter would be a good choice to play Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she would be super cute, actually. And it's going around that everybody, including herself, I think, wants to play Rapunzel in a Tangled live action.
That would be good.
And she would be good in that. Dude, that's disappointing. They better not botch this Dolly show.
Oh.
I'm very nervous about it.
Maybe there's somebody out there, but I think they just they overdo it. Yes, Dolly kind of does have, like, there's something about the way she speaks. It's kind of like
she has, like, a higher octave, but
like, there's, like, an eek to it. There's a kind of a somewhat of a lisp or something. I don't know, but it's, like, they over-freaking do it to the point where she sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that's sad.
But have you seen Sabrina's Tiny Desk?
Yes. Where she does what are the chimes with her butt?
I loved it. It's like little details like that that I think make her career interesting. But she has like a twang to her there that she could do country for sure.
Mm-hmm. She's just naturally funny, and I love her dry humor. And she's not trying to be anything she's not. She's like unapologetically herself, you know? And no one takes offense to it. Like, I don't know anybody that doesn't like her. I haven't really heard, you know. Another thing I love about her is that she got rid of her Disney image in a natural way, much like Selena Gomez. I meant that one. And Hilary Duff. Mm-hmm. And by the way, maybe not so much Lindsay Lohan, but she does look gorgeous and she made a full comeback and the earth is healing. So thank goodness. But yeah, I love that she did no like crazy gimmicks to prove that she's not Disney anymore, blah, 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 blah. She handles all of her scandals with grace.
Mm-hmm.
She writes songs, like the whole taste about Shawn Mendes. And Cabello. What's her name?
Kabia Kabaya. Kabia Kabula.
Yeah. This freaking Saltburn guy cheating on her.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, Jeff loves Sabrina, okay? He thinks she's a cute little piece. But he was like, what is wrong with these guys that look like that and they're with somebody that looks like that? Gorgeous, stunning, and they still cheat on him.
I'm going to quote Legally Blonde. Happens every day. Or what happens all the time. What does the nail tech say? Like when Elle Woods comes in and is complaining about...
Yeah, I think you know she does say about? It happens all the time.
It happens all the time. Gorgeous girls get burned by people that look like a freaking frog.
I just can't believe it. Like, why? But that's all you heard about it. You haven't heard nothing. Mm-hmm. She didn't, like, come out, say anything about it. She never really does. She just ignores it. And I can appreciate it. I like the way she handles herself. I love how she connects with her fans through her playful stage presence. A lot like the viral outro ad-libs and nonsense. Those are hilarious. And then doesn't she like arrest somebody at her show? And it's usually like a female. She did Millie Bobby Brown and somebody else. I want to say Olivia Rodrigo, but I don't know if that's true. I don't know if I'm getting it mixed up with somebody. Because we all know from this one that I get everybody mixed up. But I do like that she does that. It's cute. Her interactive live performances.
Oh, her Halloween show. Did you see that?
No.
She dressed as, like, she did different costumes. So her Halloween show, she was Tinkerbell. So, like, it was her same out, you know, her outfit's the same silhouette usually, but it was like she would make it into the different costume. Oh, it was so cute.
I'm gonna have to look that up. That is cute. I love that she balances humor, relatability, and vulnerability online, and just her sense of humor, especially on like talk shows. She's so playful. And all that. So I love her and Jimmy Fallon's dynamic. It's just very fun. It's like brother-sister, you know?
From our last two episodes, I can say pop music is freaking back. It's thriving. Are you going to talk about the church thing?
Well, here's the thing. So Nancy Cartwright is a Scientologist. But Sabrina is not, and she has, like, said it multiple times that she's not. And so there's no real tea there, I don't feel like. But if you feel like there is, please spill.
No, I didn't know the ins and outs, but I will say this is unrelated to Sabrina. So there is now, well, I don't know how long it's been there. There's a Scientology church in Nashville now, and every time I drive by it, I'm just like, who's out there? Like,
I'm dude, just where interested is it? To
know. On 8th Avenue. It's up from Party Foul. Is that what it's called?
Really?
Yeah.
That's over by like Frugal McDougal.
Yeah. So it's a little bit up or like south from 8th Avenue from that.
Frugal McDougal is a liquor store. For those
Do you know where? That was my place in college. Frug McDougs. I'd go in there with my friends. McDougs. But do you know where Hat Works is? It's a hat shop on 8th.
Yes.
So it's right there. But I don't want to snoop too much because they will come for you.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like look over there when I drive by.
Scientologists, they're cuckoo-ca-choo. They're not ones that I would want to mess with because they're crazy.
I know, but like I want to know who it, like, country music is so, like, Southern Christian, you know.
Conservative.
I want to know who the freak is populating that church.
Yeah, like, why did we need a church here? Who's attending? Yeah, no, I feel you. Hey, if we're really bored, once you move down here on a Sunday, we can... Do they congregate on Sunday?
No, I don't know. But here's the thing. If they see a car that's, like, outside of their establishments for too long, they'll start to stalk you and, like, go through your trash and stuff. Have you ever watched the Leah Remini show about it?
Yes.
The guy that was cameras on there with her, he died recently. I'm like, he was kind of young.
Sus. Well, that's like freaking Diddy. And all those people ended up with, quote unquote, pneumonia, which I don't know if you know, but there is a chemical that if you're poisoned by that, it does make your body think that you have pneumonia. And that's what it reads in an autopsy. So he's out here just killing everybody left and right with this chemical.
This world's crazy. Yeah. Speaking of Scientology, so I watched like video documentaries on YouTube, and I watched one on that 70s show. That show was littered with Scientology.
What? Come on.
Yes. No, what? The guy that he just got arrested for rape. What was his name? The guy that played
Hyde.
Yeah, he like infiltrated everybody to like switch over to Scientology. The whole cast would go to the Scientology like Christmas parties and sing or do little skits.
Even Donna, I love her. And Topher Grace and Kitty and Red.
Okay, so Topher did not get along with the rest of the cast at all. He wouldn't hang out with them and he left the show, you know, early. But all the rest of them, they were either became Scientologists or bowed down to the church.
Really? Like, even Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher. He's no good. I also knew this documentary thing. It was interesting.
Ashton Kutcher's no good? No. Remember for a while there, at least I thought he was a good guy because he was trying to go against all this child sex trafficking and like spearhead shutting all that down and stuff. And then they disappeared.
And do you know that he was around, like, he was supposed to go on a date with a girl in the 90s, and he went to her house, and she didn't answer the door, apparently, and then she ended up being murdered. She was found murdered.
No.
Yeah. Oh. He was, like, one of the main suspects in that case, what? Apparently.
Wow.
I think that's what it was.
Not here. I don't know.
And then I watched one today on Desperate Housewives, and apparently Eva Longoria has ties to Scientology. I'm like, Lord.
Jeez, dude.
It makes me upset. And then the main girl in Handmaid's Tale. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox about Scientology.
It's okay.
It's just interesting to me.
Well, that makes me sad. Mm-hmm. That... He's no good.
Who, Ashton?
Yeah.
And so when Hyde got arrested for rape, him and Mila Kunis like wrote these letters saying that they didn't believe in the people that were like saying it, and they believed in Hyde and his character. And then the guy that played Fez, what's his name?
Yeah, Fez Wilmer Valderrama.
He's a whole predator as well, because he would constantly like be seen with these underage girls and they were just friends, but as soon as they turned 18 they'd be dating Lindsay Lohan, Demi Lovato, Hilary Duff.
Dude, do you remember when Lindsay Lohan was on TLC and she wore that shirt to break up with him and it said, "You were never my boyfriend anyway"? It was pop culture moment. Oh, wow. Dude, that's nuts. One thing, I keep talking about Sabrina's humor. And one thing that I read is that she loves to check into hotels under a moniker of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yeah. She told Vanity Fair that that she really enjoys the prank and loves seeing hotel staff hold signs with the name Miss Doubtfire when she arrives, because they get her in a limo, you know?
Yeah.
It also is a fun way to avoid getting mobbed by paparazzi. So that's pretty fun.
But wow.
She seems like a hoot. I would love to hang out with her. I feel like the three of us could be best friends.
We could. I'd be towering over, but
whenever she comes back, I'd love to see her. If tickets aren't $5 million.
Goodness.
You know.
Yeah. You know, you know.
But anyway, that's a little bit about my girl.
Sabrina.
Sabrina. Gotta
keep an eye out Selena. For Sabrina.
I was going to do the Idina Menzel joke, but I forgot what he called her.
The wickedly talented, one and only, Adele Dazeem.
Yeah, her. So yeah, I would love to go to one of her shows, though. She seems so great.
Oh, I would have to have an outfit.
Well,
yeah, like, I couldn't do the cute little towel thing that she does.
I can't do the cute little towel thing she does either. I need to still watch her Christmas special because I never watched it. But I do know she sang a duet with Chapel Roan.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So sum it up, she's a short and sweet little tongue-in-cheek gal who is blowing up the pop scene. Does not have Scientology. I mean, she has connections, but.
She's not involved. And she loves to as she called it herself in the Tiny Desk concert, explicitly horny.
Oh.
She said, nice. People know me for being explicitly horny.
Speak your truth. What was I going to say other than that? Oh, and then I want to see her play Dolly Parton.
Yes. So, petition for Adele Gazi to play Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Well, fun. I can't wait till you move here. I'm counting down. We've got like
I know
3 more weeks. How many days? 4 more weeks.
Please pray for me tomorrow. I mean, for my interview. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Praying.
I'd be working for an agency with like some pretty big,
okay,
big names.
Before we go, can I tell you all about my mom's birthday weekend? Because this will come out after, so it's not going to spoil anything. Okay. So my mom is turning 60, and she has a core group of, there's 5 ladies total. Yeah. Had to do that math real quick. And they call themselves the Golden Gals, which is very fun. Most of these ladies are a woman that they've met like on a base. So I'm a military kid. Every base we went to, mom made a new best friend. So all 5 of them are now like this core little group. It's very fun. And so my sister and I were like, hey, mom's turning 60. Let's go big. And so we got her group of gals involved. So what we decided was, they got an Airbnb in Franklin, and mom also had foot surgery, so we had to, like, you know, readjust the wild and crazy plans we had envisioned so that we don't drag my mother all over the place. But this is what we're doing. So Thursday night, they're getting into town, and I work for a private chef, Tyler King. Shout out Tastify. If you need private chef services, please contact us at info@tastifyfood.com. But... we set up a private dinner for them. Mom has always wanted a dinner by Tyler. She always talks about it. I want a Tastify dinner. I want a Tastify dinner. And she was like, but I can't afford that. So what we did was my brother-in-law, and Jeff all pitched in. The 3 guys pitched in, and they paid for mom's dinner. Everybody thinks that I'm making dinner. But I ain't making dinner for 5 bougie ladies, okay? They're out of their mind. So when they get there, Laura's going to have a tray of champagne for them to come in. And she's going to be wearing an Italian ascot, okay? Like with a beret, because we're doing an Italian dinner. And then I'm going to tell Tyler to like hide or something. And I'm going to have the curly mustache. And I'm going to be, like, stirring the pasta. And then I'm going to turn around and be like, Mamma Mia. And just started so off. Just started off funny with a bang. Then we're going to have dinner. The next day, we're going to do biscuit love. And then we're going to go shopping. And then we're going to take a nap. And then we've already secured reservations at White Limousine. Okay. Mm-hmm. A Dolly Parton inspired bar here in Nashville. It's a rooftop bar on the top of the Graduate Hotel. And we went there for Whitney's 30th birthday. And so it's her 60 glitzy night, glitzy 60 night. And so everybody has to get glitzy. And my dad paid for a White Limousine to take them to White Limousine.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And from. So mom's never been in a limousine before. And so we got him to get that. Then the next day, one of my friends in my mom group, Alyssa, shout out Alyssa. She's a photographer and she's going to do a photo shoot with the ladies. Because they they don't have any good photos. We need to keep in mind Alyssa for next year's promo picks. So they're going to do that, and I am custom making some Golden Gals sweatshirts, so we're going to hand those out and be like, we have a second look for you, and hand those out. And then they're going to go to Arrington Vineyards because all of them are winos, okay? they are. My Aunt Tara ordered 11 bottles of wine for the weekend. Goodness. And they will drink all that. Maybe have to go for another run. So I'm waiting for that to come in. And then they're going to do a steak dinner that night. Then Sunday, everybody leaves, but I'm taking my mom to go see Chicago.
Oh, love it.
And so, yeah, we're really excited. I'm exhausted. planning this thing.
When is it? Because I want to just like get her like a basket of stuff or something like can be at the. I want to do something. She's sweet. Always been so kind to me.
Oh well, we're doing over the her weekend. Everybody gets in to the Airbnb on Thursday the 30th.
Okay, so. Maybe I can get her flowers or something. I don't know.
Oh, that would be so sweet. You're too sweet. But yeah,
you guys have welcomed me into your home and been great hosts and just sweet to me all the way around. So,
well, your family.
When you hear your family.
I know, I almost said that too. When you hear your family. Dude, when Vin Diesel came out at the Golden Globes, he looked like somebody that had to go to a family Thanksgiving dinner and he did not want to be there. And then he goes, hey, Dwayne. What up, Dwayne?
What the heck?
Like Golden The Rock. Globes. I'm like, okay. But he came out and I was like, oh, it's Poppy. He's here. Vin Diesel. I love a good Vin Diesel cameo. Anyway, thanks for letting me tell you all about our fun plans. And then right after that, I have a bachelorette party. I have to do 10 custom shirts, 10 custom koozies, and then I have a wedding to do. Signage-wise, two of them. So I'll be busy for a minute.
Wow.
But
my schedule is hopefully slowing down. My last day as a children's ministry director is Sunday.
Yeah, so how do you feel about that?
I'm very sad. A lot of the kids were sad.
Aww.
Made me sad. It was a hard decision, but I'm happy to like have one thing. Here's my thing is like if I'm not busy, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm just wasting my life away. And so then I sign up for everything, anything and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I've got too much on my plate. Mm-hmm. But
I feel that.
I'm looking at Vin Diesel. He's such a little tink.
Vin Diesel is not that little. Is he? Is he 5'11"? Mm-hmm. Is he 5'6"?
For those who don't know, tink. To me means a tinker butt, which also means a stinker butt. So it's a term of endearment.
Oh, I thought you were saying like Tinkerbell, like little.
Oh, no. He's such a little tink. Let me see. Vin Diesel height. Maybe he is a Tinkerbell.
No. I'm going to guess 6'2".
If I can type, that would be freaking fabulous.
Maybe 6'3".
Oh, my gosh. Vin? These are
height. Let's see. He is 57 years old.
Wow.
And he is 6 foot.
6 foot. So he's 5'12". Good on you, Vinny.
Now he's thinking about me every night. Oh, isn't that sweet? I guess so. Mm-hmm. I know it's that me espresso.
And that's how we end it. Bye-bye.
Bada-bing, bada-boom.
Bye.
Thank y'all for listening to Spillin' the Tea.
Whitney Merritt and Liz Ent are co-hosts and co-producers.
The show is edited by Jeff Ent. Our theme song is sung by Whitney Merritt.
You can follow us on Instagram at @spillinthetea_podcast, Facebook at @spillinthetea, and TikTok at @spillinthetea_nash for all updates and additional podcast materials.
We want to hear from you, so be sure to send your comments, leave reviews, give us your ratings, and share us with a friend.
And most importantly, y'all come back now, you hear?